This is Radio West, AM and Stereo FM. It's now 11 o'clock.
In this week's Sunday World, how a deaf young girl became a model for a day and how her dream came true. It's a touching story. Sunday World country music king Senator Donny Cassidy bares his heart to Bill Stewart in a tell-all interview. Sunday World, 20 reasons why Blake should strangle Alexis. Sunday World, Sylvester Stallone tells Gougers crime is the disease and I'm the cure. Sunday World, Sam Smith goes grooving with the Bangles. Sunday World, the Boomtown Rats are your super pop pinup. Sunday World, still the best, still only 50p.
And Young Hearts Run Free, just one of the many millions of records that have been re-released in the charts now in the 1980s that were prominent in the 1970s as well, and especially that one. Very good song from Candy Staten. Young Hearts Run Free at 5 minutes past 11 o'clock. A very good morning to you from Phil Hilton through until 12 o'clock with our regular look at the past news on the radio dial. Just seeing all the scandal and all the latest gossip as well, hopefully later on. And I shall be joined by Captain West to join the programme as well. The two of us will be talking about the past news, also bits and pieces and other other stuff to be incorporated into the programme. So stay tuned, won't you, between now and 12 o'clock. First off, may I say a big thank you to Bernard Evans of 46 Walkinstown Drive, Walkinstown, Dublin 12. Signs his addresses and being in Anorak Land as well at the end of the page. Thank you, Bernard, for your letter. I tell you, the gentleman has gone out of his way to write to us this morning on five sheets of A4 paper rustling in the background. Only written on one side, I hasten to add, but there we go. Massive letter. Unfortunately, Bernard, as is usual, I've only had chance to work through the letter sort of very briefly. And if you remember listening into last week's programme, of course, Bernard was the gentleman who joined us on the telephone, giving us all the news about his recent trip to Cork and all the activity on the radio around in that Cork area down south. In actual fact, Bernard has sent me a taped script of the interview he gave us last week, and also a tape of the bits and pieces that he picked up on the way down to Cork as well. So I would like to say, if anybody does want a copy, then drop us a line to Radio West, Patrick Street, Mullingar. It's a C60 tape, and if you're more than welcome to give you a copy, as long as Bernard doesn't mind. I'm sure he doesn't. And we shall. You can then catch up on all the latest news from around the Cork area. And Bernard says, in his letter about, he hopes the link came across well on your end, and the gentleman was, of course, in the phone box, so we had one or two problems with soundproofing in the phone box, like ambulances going past and that kind of thing in the background, but it all adds to the fun of things. And the most amazing writing, Bernard, I must say, you have here. It's, I think I need an interpreter, really, to go through it. And some people say my writing is bad, but here we go. Of course, news from down there includes bits like George Talbot, who used to work on Nova and Zoom and then left when it closed and went to help Radio Dublin, and now he's working down on Radio ERI, who apparently gave him an offer you couldn't refuse. So fair enough, the gentleman's obviously doing very well down there. And just running through Bernard's letter here, gives him some information about some of the people down south who are interested in writing to us and also interested with linking up with us as well. And incidentally, on the subject of linking up, we shall be linking up with WKLR on the programme next week. They're a station based down in Bandon in County Cork, which is, as it says, west of Cork, down on the coast near there in Bandon. And we shall be linking up with them next week on the programme, as apparently they are broadcasting an outside broadcast today, so they weren't unable to make it on the programme this morning. But we shall have loads to say to them about it, and you can find out just how radio works and sounds down in that neck of the woods. That'll be along next week. And lastly, going through Bernard's massive big file of a letter this morning, I would like to also say that it included a copy of the script as well in his own handwriting, which is about another dozen pages of A4. Here we go. So I shall not go into that and just see if I can decipher some bits and pieces like this and go through it and pick out bits during the morning. Of course, Bernard does a programme on Anorak programme on Wonderland Radio, which is broadcast from Tala in one of the Dublin suburbs, and that's on 220 metres medium wave, 1359 AM. And he does it on between 8 and 10 o'clock, I think, on a Friday evening. Yes, 8 and 10 PM, Fridays, Wonderland Radio. And if you're ever in the Dublin area, then why not tune round, especially if you're round about there on a Friday evening. 220 metres medium wave, 1359 AM. And it's a two-hour programme, and Bernard goes on to say the bits and pieces that he incorporates into the programme, such as looking back at yesteryear, and also featuring one or two stations on tape as well, which would be quite interesting to read. So thank you very much for your letter, script and tape, Bernard, and I would like to say thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme last week, an interview that I hope everybody enjoyed, and maybe we can do it again sometime. And incidentally, if anybody does have any information that they would like to ring in this morning, I actually know a gentleman who has some information about WRKY this morning. So if that's maybe that gentleman would like to join us on the phone this morning on 41694. So if you're listening there, perhaps you would like to give us a bit of information and have a chat maybe live on air on the phone. So we shall say that 10 minutes past 11 o'clock now. We'll take a break for music. This time it's the Turtles and a song called Eleanor.
You got a thing about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. really think you're groovy. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor, can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
By the Turtles. I'll send that out to everybody listening in Liverpool this morning. I'll team tune, of course, to Radio Eleanor, an awful long time ago, back in the summer of 1984, which I remember one of the summers the sun actually shone, unlike these that we get nowadays. And also, on the subject of things happening from Liverpool, I'd just like to mention that anybody listening on 1242 kilohertz will pick up the sound of Radio Merseyways, which is back on again this time. So I shall say a very good morning to everybody back in Liverpool this morning. And also, good morning, Captain West.
Good morning to you, sir. As I just said to you there a couple of minutes ago, when I was going to bed this morning, actually, it was as bright as it is now.
Ah.
So, a very tough gig last night, wasn't
it? Oh, very good. Well, hopefully you enjoyed yourself, anyway. Mm-hmm. It's worth staying out for.
Sunshine, I see, have made a move. I thought they'd move frequency to 101.
Well, I have a report in, actually, that they now have three FM transmitters on the air. That's 100.5, 101... and also 101.5 as well.
Because our 101 is blocking us, receiving it, it would say, through the pipe system here in Mullingar, at Lone transmitter, but our own aerial is pulling it in, no bother whatsoever.
Are you bringing Sunshine in okay on here, then? Or you haven't had a chance to listen, actually.
It is bringing it in perfect on 101, actually. It's probably, at the minute, it's one of the strongest ones.
Yeah?
So, I don't know where they have it sighted. It looks like Dublin Mountain or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming in a lot stronger, would say, than Q.
Oh, really?
102.
Maybe they've got Q1 on one side of the mountain, one on the other, maybe.
Mm.
But it's coming confirmed as relaying the FM programmes. Of course, at this time of the morning, they have split programmes.
And the station at Lone is gone. That's probably the latest news this week. It went last week. I didn't get to have a chat with Basil Hendricks, who the man that owned it.
Yeah, apparently he's gone to set up a station in Longford, I was told yesterday.
Well, what I was told from the Midland Sound Equipment, which is where Basil usually hangs out, he works there, and the boss man there told me he was selling the gear actually to a station in Longford.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I hear Longford actually back again on 1071, and you also have, I think, Breffley down in Longford.
That's
as well,
right.
On 1035.
Yeah.
So with a newcomer down in Longford... Another one, it should be fun.
It should be, yeah.
In replacement of ALR and Athlone, there's supposed to be a new radio station starting down there. Actually, I had some people onto me there this last couple of weeks, and they were talking about setting up a new station. And at the moment, the demand, we say, on medium wave gear is really crazy. So I doubt if anybody can get medium wave transmitters now fairly fast.
Everybody,
I had about 8 people on to me during the week, all different times of the week, on at 12 o'clock at night, it's 9 o'clock in the morning and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So I reckon if somebody had a shed full of medium waves, definitely they would be in the money. From
making
the point of view,
yeah,
like that, a kilowatt transmitter, they could get anything up to about £3,000 for it, depending solely on demand. I had a man on from Donegal, and he was 60 miles away from or Sligo, Donegal, 60 miles away from another radio station, and he was saying, like, a kilowatt, he wanted to get into Derry, and he wanted to cover all Northern Ireland, and a kilowatt, he reckoned, would do it, and he was talking about it in terms of hundreds of miles.
Yeah.
And I was kind of saying to him, like, if you're 20 kilowatts, there's no guarantee you cover that area, and he couldn't get through his ahead at all. Yeah. But anyway, I think he's going to go ahead with it, and he'd involved in all sorts of things. But anyway, the best of luck to that man up there, Johnny Gall, for listening in to us this morning.
Talking of new media waves, we have a report from WBEN in Cork, which is the kind of all-Americanized station, very much fast-moving and FM-orientated, do actually have a media wave on, care of Keith York, who used to be one of the engineers up in WLS in Galway. Mm. He's apparently got one of these ET transmitters, which is the same one we use in Athlone.
Well, and that was nibbling at the one in Athlone, the one we have.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
And Keith didn't make a very good job of it, if I may say so.
Oh, well, apparently it's reported as being on 1485 kHz, so if anybody wants to check that out and send them a reception report, I'm sure they'd be pleased to hear 1485 kHz. It was actually on 1566, but one of the other stations appeared in Cork underneath it as well, so they have moved to 1485, and I would imagine they'd be getting about a kilowatt on medium wave.
Yeah, a little bit under it. Actually, the one we have on Athlone now is running quite well, except that we have run into problems with linking, and I think we've all that sussed out now.
Mm-hmm.
And our FM is belting away down that lawn. We have a little, the odd time you hear a little chisel in the background of it, but that's a fairy, and we're getting rid of him next week. We gave him his walking papers last week.
It's not a leprechaun.
Well, a fairy, it's the same thing.
Right, okay. Well, shall we take another break for music, I think, this morning? In view of all the requests we've had for this particular song that's coming up next, we decided to give it another run this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Where have all the jingles gone? Long time passing. Where have all the lyrics gone? Long time ago. Imagination on the air.
Kill my shotguns everywhere.
When will the Fed be done? Radio can be.
W's and K's, and every city's got a king. So across the nation, when I hear a station, I wonder which one is this.
That's why we sing the jingles, and Jam is proud to say, we're the voice of these radio IDs.
Q 92 Q
Well, I think they're just about all there. Let me know if I've missed anyone out. That's the Jam song, of course, from the fabulous Jam singers right over there in Dallas, Texas at 22 minutes past 11 o'clock.
And in actual fact, that's just what our jingles were actually done during the week in Buffalo and Dallas.
Oh, about time, yeah.
And the story in our jingles is a matter of if anybody else is out there and got jingles done. I got them to Dave Langer Promotions in England. And the work to be done about nearly 2 months ago, and he told me a date they were done, and then he'd have them, he'd been mixed down in England, and to give him a ring about a fortnight after that date, and or whatever, and he'd have them. So I rang him anyway, and he said, he said there's been a bit of a cock-up, he said, in actual fact your jingles were done, along with a lot of other people's, and he said the master tapes, the fella in the studio just wiped them. But it got wiped for some reason or other. So he said, okay, it's another session in about 2 weeks. But as it turned out, the session was a month later because I think he only performed but once a month for doing jingles.
Very complicated and exciting business, I think, that kind of thing.
It is,
really.
Yeah. He was saying like that if he got a 30-second ad done with the Dallas Singers, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It'll cost you £1,500.
Great.
Just for the VO, the voiceover. Oh, they'll be singing us and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, they are kind of the Rolls Royce of...
They
jingle
are.
Manufacturing.
The nearest thing to him, according to Dave Langer, is the West Coast Singers in England.
Yeah.
But he said, like, it's Morris Minor and Rolls Royce, you know.
Right, okay, we'll move on with another letter this time. Some news from the County Limerick area this week. It says, Dear Phil, I was in Cork City last Saturday and logged the following stations on the FM band. That's ERI on 96.9, WBN on 98.2, Leaside on 101.5, and South Coast Radio, of course, on 102.5. Some of the stations serving the Cork area and around about. Except for ERI, which apparently can be received up to a 50-mile radius on FM. And all the others there are confined to within a few miles of the city and are on FM only. Coming back to his home area of County Limerick, that's Dennis Richardson is the man we're talking about here, who says he logged ABC radio, which comes from Tamore in County Waterford. That's on 1026 kilohertz.
Actually done quite well there, didn't they?
They do, yeah. This station also broadcasts in FM stereo, and indeed... on top of that, looking at my latest news sheet this morning, ABC Radio have got a new FM transmitter on the cards around about 101 megahertz to broadcast to the new Ross area at ABC in what a very fast-moving kind of American format as well. Some news on Tipperary Community Radio. Dennis sends me a big... like a press giveaway here of Tipperary Community Radio, like a, almost like a paper... A4 size, a project of Tipperary Community Council, and it says big paper about 5 years in broadcasting, and gives the schedule of the birthday week programs, and also
Nice pictures of
almost
the studio,
like almost like the Radio Times, and pictures of the studio and that kind of
very
thing.
Nice.
People involved.
Might be following that one up ourselves, actually.
Yes, well, we could. Nice. The amount of people that have written in saying, "Can you send me some information?" would be very good, I think, if we got something like that together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Tipperary Community Radio are celebrating their 5th birthday this week, and the newsletter which I've just told you about was appreciated.
Can I interrupt you there for one second? Mm. That's the station, in actual fact, which we were down.
Almost got there the other week.
Almost got there. Well, that young gentleman, though, wasn't able to give you as much information that you were talking to that night.
Yes.
He worked for the station. But anyhow, maybe he doesn't know what goes on behind the scenes.
Mm. Oh. Hang on. And Centre Radio in Clonmel is back on the air, apparently on 1251 kilohertz, but they seem to be on low power. And so thank you very much, Dennis, for your letter. and I shall be replying to you during the week sometime, hopefully. One thing I would like to say, we had a very busy program last week, what with link-ups and live phone calls, so unfortunately I didn't get a chance to go through everybody's letter that I would have liked to of last week, so don't worry, please, if I don't read your letter out on the week that you send it in, I'll probably read it out, in fact, try and read it out, of course, on the week after, so please send us any information in, if at all possible, whenever possible. So I shall endeavour to try and give everybody a mention between now and 12 that I tried to do last week as well. Hopefully we can do that this morning.
No, you've just left your phone plugged in beside you. Right, let's Phil go along with that there. And in actual fact, there's a thing. I have got a loop here in Radio West. And it's downstairs, actually, and it can be seen from the streets you pass by in a shop window. And every person that comes into the shop kind of says, what is that thing that you have there, the loop? So I'd be trying to explain to them exactly what the loop does and all the rest. So at this stage, it's coming out of the window because I'm burned up telling people. Yeah. But anyway, for all those people listening to the program this morning, Phil, you might give some details on the loop there and where they can get it, etc.
All right,
well, they can make it.
If anybody's interested in receiving stations that they might not be able to receive with any normal kind of standard radio, I know a lot of people are curious as to what else is on the dial apart from maybe some of the strongest stations, which people maybe just buy the radio, put it on the fridge and just tune into the strongest station. Well, if you're ever curious about that, then you might be able to sort of receive stations that you wouldn't always receive with this one of these loop aerials. Now, they're about 18 inches square. And it would be complicated to explain just how they work, but all you need to do once you've got your frame and your wire together is put it next to the radio, and there's a little tuner in the middle.
Set your radio wherever you like, even where there's nothing, and tune up your aerial and you'll get something.
And something will miraculously appear by the miracles of science, and if you're ever at all technical, it's got quite a high gain, which means it'll bring signals in that might not always be there if you were just casually listening
around.
It's
got about a 20 dB gain or something crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's very high. But
and it's very compact, and you can use it beside any transistor or radio.
That's right.
Case, I think.
Yeah, and now information...
No, you don't even have to plug it in. That's important.
No, you don't have to plug it in.
Just
hold
it close to us.
You can do if you have a hi-fi, one of these jobs with a stack system where you might not be able to get the aerial close enough, then you can make an attachment and plug it in the back. But otherwise, you just need to put it bang next to the radio without any connection at all, and then just work away. Information can be supplied for this aerial from you can either buy one yourself if you're not too handy with the old hammer and chisel and bit of carpentry and that. They from PO Box 539 Blackpool will send you some information about A, how to build one, or indeed the price of how much it is to send it complete to your door as well. So PO Box 539 Blackpool will tell you all about that, and it's well worth having and taking a look at as well, because
it is very, very well
brighten up your radio list.
Because there's a lot of people, I reckon, who have just are thinking of becoming anorexic and just having a listening along the band, and I think this would be one of the first steps to go towards getting themselves organized, even if they had an old transistor at home.
Oh, it doesn't matter what radio
once they have their loop, I think they're on their way there. And they can be really amazed at the results from the loop.
You don't have to have any kind of posh radio at all. You can have the worst looking valve set of about 1920 and it'll work with it, you know. Provided it does have, this is one thing, an internal aerial in it already. So provided you can pick stations up without any aerial now, then you will be able
to
with the loop.
Most of them, anyway.
I would imagine so these days, yeah. Yeah, it's just the other... old radios with the terminals on the back that used to throw a big long wire out the window and wander down the bottom of the garden with it and see what
you can
pick.
Well, that's 1920, so you better get over a few years on that one there.
Right. Okay, shall we have another break for music this time, and then we shall return with some more letters and also one or two other things. Have we got... You got anything in mind this morning?
Well, I have a few things in mind. I'll talk to you.
Right, we shall be back in a moment then.
Camera in your house. See what Superb 22-inch colour TV for only £2.30 a week.
National Vision.
That's right, RTV National Vision. Or rent the colour TV and video together for only £5.65 a week from RTV National Vision. 29 Oliver Plunkett Street, Mullingar.
Switch to the future.
Do you want a home of your own? You do? Then contact Burr Homes and Caravans, Tullamore Road, Burr. Phone 0509 20223. We're open 7 days a week. Why rent a house or a flat when you can buy a residential home and have it transported free? Yes, transported free to your own location, ready to live in a matter of days. We also have holiday houses, and our guarantee is that we're in the business for 25 years. We offer a free advice service, and all you have to do is contact our expert Bob Good on 0509 20223. We're open 7 days a week, so phone or call today to Burr Homes and Caravans Tullamore Road, Burr. Remember, all our homes have solid fuel fires and central heating in most. Burr Homes and Caravans, Tullamore Road, Burr, phone 0509 20223.
Thinking of getting engaged this year? If so, the place to shop outside the city for engagement and wedding rings is the Rowantry Ring Shop, Henry Street in Newbridge, just off Main Street behind Dunn's Stores, with wedding ring prices starting at just under £50 and engagement rings under £100, almost wholesale prices. Select the ring that reflects your love at the Rowantry Ring Shop, Henry Street in Newbridge, off Main Street behind Dunn's Stores.
Yeah, well, of course I can speak the local patois fluently.
Oh, John.
Yeah, sent off for one of those teach-yourself French tapes, didn't I?
Oh, John.
Yeah, yeah, 2 weeks with a cassette player and I'm word perfect.
Oh, John.
Here, listen.
Hey, Gasson, bin ich so ein There you go. Just like a French geezer on the tape.
Oh, John.
Next time, choose a Sony tape. They're guaranteed against breaking down. Forever.
And welcome back at 24 minutes away from 12 o'clock this Sunday morning. You're tuned to Radio West on 765 and Stereo 99, of course, for this Sunday, the 1st of June. And we are running down the past week's news on the radio dial and taking a look at also some of the other items of news that people have sent to us over the past week. Talking of which, I have a letter this morning from Enfield House 29, Coal Island Road, Dungannon in County Tyrone, from Brian Buckley. Thank you very much for your letter, Brian, once again. Obviously out with the word processor, because very neatly typed and set out on the paper this morning. Says, Dear Phil and Sean, just a few lines of information for the free radio programme, and they are as follows. Monaghan Festival Radio for the Monaghan Festival can be heard on 1404 kHz medium wave if you're around that neck of the woods. B96 from Belfast was heard on 96.42 in mono. Now there's precision for you. On Saturday evening, the 24th of May, and also Sunday evening, the 25th, with reggae music.
Actually, that's interesting because he said it's from Belfast because
that's right.
They're really pushing their luck off there.
Well,
they
will do, yeah. Of course. Speaking from experience here, but up in the north, you see, they're very different about this sort of thing, and they will clamp down very fast with it being in the UK, you see.
Yeah, they had problems, actually. I seen this on Weekend World or something on UTV there a while ago about a station. And it only lasted a week or something. The great big interview on TV about it, and the boys were just about to start, or they were on the air a week, and the next day they were gone.
Gone, yeah. Raided, yeah. It's shocking, isn't it?
So that was it.
And also, actually, another bit of news from up the north. City Sound in Derry have been back on again, which is, of course, another station up in the UK as well, which will be under the same sort of... discrimination.
I never heard anyone with a medium wave. It's all FM and that sort of thing.
I think it is, actually, yeah. Borderline Radio, the station we talked about last week from Carrick Macross, has been heard on 1396 kilohertz, slightly off channel. FM frequencies of 91 and either 94.7 or 95.7 were announced on the air.
Just getting back to that Borderline Radio, in actual fact, I was talking to somebody from up that neck of the woods during the week, and they said the Borderline Radio, that it was just for a festival, didn't go ahead at all, because what had happened was that they had the festival committee, in other words, all the pubs and all this sort of thing, mm-hmm. had applied for bar extensions, and they were fairly sure they were going to get them.
Yeah.
The radio station was all organised, and there was all sorts of things, and the next thing, no bar extensions, no nothing, so the festival just fell through, didn't bother going ahead with it at all. So as a result, I heard that Borderline Radio didn't go either. So it obviously must have intentions, but having these transmitters are
maybe,
going on
yeah.
somewhere else.
Maybe, well, they obviously
so it might
have
be a permanent fixture. It just said for a week on that little piece of paper.
It did, yeah. Week. Yeah. Well, there's no date given here, mm-hmm. but I presume if somebody's logged them on 1396, then I presume they've been on, you know.
Yes, they have indeed, yeah.
Brian goes on to say that he's enclosed a list of the Irish stations which are presently on air, which is another mega setup of here of bits and pieces from the... all around the area that he's logged again. Brian, I don't know how you do it, but the gentleman's got two hundreds of stations here that he's actually logged up in his area of County Tyrone. So
can you go through them there real fast? And
I will do, yeah.
Sort of a band scan.
Sunshine Radio Dublin, Radio and Gael Tactor in Connemara, RTE, Bray Local Broadcasting, Radio
West. Frequencies?
657 kilohertz, 702 Radio West, 738 Energy, 765 Radio West, 819 Q102 and CCR as well, 828...
Now, how does he manage there? What way is he them races?
Well, he's got the two on 819, but I mean, he's obviously got a loop there.
Yeah, and he's separating.
Obviously, yeah, I would imagine
he's done quite well, actually.
He has. He's got flipping... hang on. I was going to say, I was jumping ahead there, because there were stations that he's marked have got a red cross, and I just saw WLS Music Radio, and I thought, oh... definitely a good one there, but no, it's not been crossed, so 846 kilohertz. But anyway, 828 kilohertz, Brian has logged CBC in Clonmel as well, I think. 945 Treble TR, 954 kilohertz, Big M and Castle Blaney, which he couldn't feel he felt a miss. 963, Radio and the Gael Tactor as well, and also Dunleary Local Radio in Dublin, good grief. Hometown Radio in 981. Breffni on 1035. What else have we got? Longford 1071. Kiss FM and Northwest Community Radio on 1116. Carousel and Melvin Community Radio. Melvin Community Radio from Manor Hamilton on 1125 kilohertz.
That's a new one, actually, isn't it, Melvin?
It's fairly new, yeah, fairly new on the scene. 1170 Breffni, 1188 Radio Dublin, 1197 Telstar Community Radio. Boyneside 1233. Leash Community Radio 1242. The list is endless here. It goes on. Right the way down to Monaghan Festival Radio on 1404, Borderline Radio on 1396, and Big M on 1413, and even down as far as WLCB on 1602 kilohertz, which has been reported has been off as well for the past 2-3 days. So, including 1494, our friends over there, and Radio Midway, Mullingar. And also a load of shortwave stations as well, which is at 26th of the 5th, which is, don't know if it'll be March, April, May, 26th of May, ABC Radio, Riverside Radio, and lots of other stations on the shortwave, which is the band that I find an awful lot of people don't really listen to.
Yeah,
these days, but... it's really a specialised frequency, and you have to be, I suppose, really interested to actually...
Well, obviously this man here is...
Go up, yeah, oh, go up and search around for these things.
I have a letter actually here from the southeast of Ireland, and it's from a chap, actually, I have his name here at the end of the letter. It's from Munavale, Irish town, New Ross, County Wexford, and it just says, Cara. A friend, find your show very interesting, and there's two suggestions I would like to think would benefit your listeners. Number one is devote about 10-15 minutes to reception transmissions. Now I think we have all sorts of suggestions coming into us every week about what way we should run the program. And a few weeks ago, somebody rang up and said, "Yeah, it's a great program, but you want to play more music in it." So
it's amazing how many people wanted actually longer as well.
They all wanted longer. I didn't see any coming in saying, "Yeah, it should only be a half an hour." But in actual fact, I think the way we're doing it, we do specialise some Sundays and have our band scan and have our little bits and pieces for sale and that sort of thing. But I think actually it's going to be always ad lib, off the cuff, and there's plenty of information for us here, so it's just what comes up first that we read out. Anyway, he says we're putting a little bit too much emphasis on the capital city, and the people up there kind of know exactly what's going on in the city, and we're kind of telling them the same thing over again. Well, I think that would be a little bit unfair, since the last few weeks we have been catering quite well for the country.
Whenever we try and cater for wherever there's information coming to us, I think that's what the thing.
Right. He goes on to say, on Thursday the 15th of May at 2 p.m, Slaneyside Hospital Radio were received in New Ross playing contemporary commercial pop music with some old records played also. I don't know the location of the transmitter, but suspect it's in Wexford town. And a list of the stations down that neck of the wood, and 88.4, you have CRW Wexford, and 88.4 ABC Dungarvan, and 88.8 WLR. They're all down that end of the band, imagine 88. So where is up this neck of the woods? It's over 100. Let's let them down here. 88.4.
That's very strange, isn't it, finding them down there?
Really, really, really low. They're squeezed in beside the RTEs. ABC Dungarvan 88.4, 88.8 WLR, South East Coverage, right? And 96.7 ERI FM Stereo, Cork City to South Coast. I think them boys get out quite well.
They do, apparently, yeah.
98 Crystal City Sound, and that is a 5-mile radius of Waterford City.
Yeah.
He's everything very accurately here, this man. And 99 Horizon, off air now, 17 miles from Castle Bridge to southeast. So now he is, it's quite good. On 100 FM, you have WLR Relay, FM Stereo, occasionally received 12 miles away.
Waterford Local Radio.
Waterford Local Radio. On 101 FM Stereo, you have CRW. And you also have ABC. Mm-hmm. And as it says here in this letter, you have two people in the same community, and the both of them on 101.
Yeah.
Which means, as he said himself, neither of them are getting out.
Yeah.
You've just a clatter of the two of them, which is very stupid indeed. So anybody listening down there in Wexford, get those two people together and say hello to them. A word in the ear. Get one of them to move, and let there be a compromise or whatever. 102.3 is Slaneyside Hospital Radio, FM Mono, received 20 miles away.
Good grief.
Well, these boys have power. Without it, have power on the arm. On 103.2, you have ABC FM Stereo, by improvement lately, received along South Coast, but not if natural obstacles block signal. Yeah, about 10 miles away.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Less than 10 miles away, actually.
Fair enough.
105, reception of signal, but cannot identify. So there's somebody operating on 105 down in that neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And we don't know who it is. The National Radio Network produce intense harmonics from Radio Negatica all along the band. On Tuesday the 15th of May, an unidentified German station was noted on 91 approx and a 99 approx. Probably us. With interference from RT harmonics playing boy. If there's anyone else, any other radio... His writing is getting a little bit... who would like to meet and discuss the equipment reception reports, and that the man is really, really dying to say hello to somebody.
Right, we'll give his name.
On this count.
Give his name.
And his name is Brian Bailey.
Yeah.
Brian Bailey, and his address is Woodaville, or Moodaville, Irish town, New Ross, County Wexford, and his phone number, actually, this is probably the best thing to get out, is 051-218-26. 21826. So good morning to you, Brian Bailey. Right, back to you, Phil.
Thank you for your letter. I just run down this letter from another Brian this morning, Brian Buckley, our gentleman who writes to us from Dungannon, who goes on to say that he's written, along with receiving virtually every station in Ireland, he's also written a computer program for anybody who has a Sinclair Spectrum. Anybody into computers this morning, it's a 48K, which I understand is the memory, so that's quite a large memory if it's 48. And he says, I've enclosed a list of Irish stations on the air, and also I produce a computer program which I've been using for a month or two now. And if anybody, he says, any listeners to the program who own a 48K Sinclair Spectrum or Spectrum home computer might be interested in a copy. And the program is a database, and he wrote it especially to keep tabs on Irish radio stations and find the list very useful indeed, and always have one beside the radio, of course. The stations which with a red tick behind them are those the ones he's received. And if any of the listeners want a copy of this program, it will cost them £6 Irish, and it will get the database on cassette. Your computer program will come on cassette instructions, and it includes post and packing as well. And there's actually some information about the program as well, all the information I have with me here. So anybody, any computer buffs listening this morning, fancy getting a bit
of... If you want some more information on it there, we can photocopy that and send it out.
Yeah. Well, either write to us here at Radio West and we'll pass it on to Brian, or write to...
And anybody listening out there, actually, we have a computer here for sale, a brand new one still in the box. It's a...
Oh, yeah.
It's an Acorn 64K.
Mm-hmm.
Complete for power supply and the whole lot, £100 a week sale. Still in the box. Never as much as plugged in.
If you want any information about this program
and everything else to go with it, and games and you name it,
make a good Christmas present, actually.
Yeah, it would.
Enfield House, 29 Coal Island Road, Dungannon, County Tyrone, BT716LA is Brian's address. Give him, drop him a line. I'm sure he'll be interested in maybe selling you a cassette of the just of the list of Irish radio stations, and you can keep tabs on them all yourself. So thanks very much once again, Brian, for your detailed letter, and I shall be sending you also the cassette which you posted. The reason why I didn't send it off sooner was because the cassette copy that you wanted went walkies, so I shall have to put on another copy for you and drop it off to you in the post hopefully this week. Meantime, thank you very much, Brian, and letter much appreciated. 11 minutes before 12, I would like to say this morning, if anybody... I know an awful lot of people are looking out for old records these days, and me, myself included. And if anybody has a copy of Caroline by the Fortunes and they want to part with it for a reasonable price, then I will be very interested. To Radio West, Patrick Street, Mullingar, or 044-416-94.
You need a record player then, don't you, Phil?
Well, I do, actually, yeah, but I mean... I've got a big record player, right, one on the right of me here this morning. And Caroline by the Fortunes, of course, the theme tune to the popular station of the 1960s, and indeed still going
today.
Actually,
your friend in Dungannon must have a couple of copies of that with the way...
Anybody's got a copy, I'd be very interested in hearing them. I'll give them a good price.
The West of Ireland actually is a place we haven't been kind of getting too much information from. We have been putting a massive push on Cork, and I think it has paid off for us.
Hopefully next week it will do, yeah.
So I think now that we've got Cork organised, and definitely the southeast, thanks to Brian there this morning, and keep dropping us lines and letting us know what's going on down there. I think it's time to put a little bit of concentration on what's going on in the west of Ireland, i.e. Galway, Castlebar, Ballyhadrine and around there. Now, we know that there is a lot of small operations around there, so if there's anybody listening in the west of Ireland this morning and they would like to participate in the program, either by sending us information or maybe by doing a phone link up with the station, and it's an opportunity for to tell our listeners what is going on down there. And all they need to do is to give us a ring before the program on a Sunday morning on 41694 from 8 o'clock onwards. You can talk to Phil here, and he can give you details exactly what to do, or you can drop us a line during the week to Anorex Programme, Radio West, Patrick Street, Mullingar. Or if you forget the address, just Radio West Mullingar, County Westmeath will get us just fine.
If anybody does want to actually talk to us live on the air, there's no problem about that. If you're finding yourself not finding time to write a letter, then we shall accept your news report on the phone, no problem as well.
Yes, we'll bend over backwards.
Right,
goes.
Back in a moment.
Wool knits, separate, lovely leggings by the mile.
Summer dresses.
With your long tresses.
Jackets and skirts in elegant style.
Young scene, real mean jeans, accessories that coordinate.
Blouses and trousers.
For the next bit louder.
Cotton sweaters for a heavy date. What?
Ski pants, skinny minis. Did you know they're all the rage?
Haute couture.
For you, I'm sure.
Bridal fashions when you get engaged.
Galvin's Ladies Fashions. High Street, Tullamore. All for fashion, fashion for all.
Oh, Mum, let's go to Galvin's.
Farmers, Granite Mart are buying lambs to weigh live this Tuesday morning due to the bank holiday Monday. And every Monday morning between 8.30 and 11 o'clock. Highest price is being paid for lambs weighing between 80 and 100 pounds and payment on the same day. And don't forget, all lambs must be in by 11 o'clock. That's Granard Farmers Mart Limited, Granard, County Longford, every Monday.
Hi, this is Bob Gellico, and I'm standing here with my arm twisted up behind my back. So I'm really glad to tell you about what you can get from Anorak's UK. Everything to do with free radio. Books, magazines, records, posters, photos, stickers, shirts, videos, aerials, and tapes. And the catalog is free. And even this makes fascinating reading. No SAE required. Just name an address to Anorak's UK. P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England.
I used to wake each morning, really go to town. Here and there, different smells, no one I'm around.
But now there's you and you, and it's all over now.
Insignia's got everything, shampoo, shower gel.
Insignia, the new all-over body program.
If you weren't born in the USA, now's your chance to get there. Because Stag can make your dreams come true. A holiday for two worth over £10,000 can be yours. Stag will whisk you first class to the US of A. Drive you around in limos, wine and dine you in five-star hotel style. Bring you to a major rock concert and give you £1,000 to spend. See special Stag bottles for full details and make your dreams come true.
Six and a half minutes away from 12 o'clock on a Sunday morning, the 1st of June into a brand new month, but the weather doesn't seem to be June at all this time. I don't know whether we're going to have as miserable summer as we did
in Mullingar
last week. It was. It's fairly close, yeah, isn't
it? I happened to know a man 100 years of age, and he told me it was the sun. He used to see it when he was young.
I think I was... I remember it's almost as bad as last year.
A lot of people out there didn't know what it was.
No, I was quite surprised. I think I was at work that afternoon. We had summer last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Actually, in Mullingar today, it's reasonable. It's cool and it's...
It's not raining, put it that way. Yeah, that's about the best thing. I shall say good morning now to Jason Ross, who lives in Athlone, and I must apologise to you, Jason, for not reading out your letter as soon as I got it, but unfortunately, with two busy programmes over the past couple of weeks, I'm unfortunately not... I tend to hate grovelling like this, but I'm sure you know what it means when... if anybody's letter doesn't get read out, then it's no fault of our own, please, apart from the fact that we have run out of time. After all, we only have an hour every Sunday in which to... try and wade through our massive mailbag every week. So thanks very much for the information you gave me, Jason. It gives us some information about some of the stations down south. ABC Music Radio, which we just talked about, is the station of the southeast, or the music leader, as their logo states, broadcasting on 1026 AM and Stereo 101 to the city, and also Stereo 103 all over the southeast coast. So apparently FM is very big down there. An American music format they use, general, fast, professionally presented by English voices, and they're also Irish jocks as well, names like Clive Derrick, Tony Morell, Dave Hunt, Roddy Clear, and Jason also kindly sends me a history of the station, which was taken out of one of the good free radio magazines produced in Britain, excuse me. ABC broadcast from studios in...
You're not going to collapse or anything there,
no? No,
no. I've seen you making
I had an early breakfast as well, and that's what I did.
Oh, is that it?
They use some nice equipment, judging by the bits and pieces looking. And also, there's quite a bit of competition in Waterford. Waterford Local Radio, which is the station we mentioned in Brian's letter before.
That's right.
Broadcast from the most professional studios, apparently, in George's Street in the city. Incidentally, only a few hundred yards down from ABC. They've been on the air since 1978... and they have a policy of providing a mixture of local news, views and music. Music format is broad-based, incorporating specialist programs of rock, country, classical, traditional and traditional, broadcasting on 252 medium wave and stereo 88.2. In actual fact, I have them had them up here in Mullingar on 1215 kilohertz, which I mentioned a couple of weeks ago.
100 FM now, the radio.
They enjoy an excellent coverage area, dislike being classified apparently as a community station, and they rather serve an older audience than ABC, and also have a nice custom jingle package from Alpha Sound in Manchester in England. Nice, also custom-built mixer faders which start the decks as you move the fader up, which is quite something different, isn't it?
It is, yes.
I don't think I'd rather like that myself. I'd prefer to be in control of that sort of thing.
Really. Yeah, and it works quite well. It's electronic.
Little micro switches in the...
No, it's not micro switches at all, no.
Oh.
It's actually very well done. In other words, you have no crackles or no clicks or anything like that. It's very good.
They also have compact disc, cart machines, my word, tapes, studio Revox reel machines, which are very expensive, big large tape machines with two spools of tape on either side. Also, an Alice mixer in the production studio, not even on the air, incredible. The dream of every radio station, I would imagine, is an Alice mixer, very well built and excellent quality. In the long run, they have a much better advertising success, apparently, than ABC. And that's basically some of the information about the stations who run down in the Waterford area. Well, thank you, Jason, for your information. I certainly hope you can send us some more. I believe you have some news about WRKY, hint. And we would be very interested to hear from you on that respect, because I know information is well sought after. Right, a couple of minutes before 12 o'clock. Anything else to add this morning?
No, very, very little. Everybody is going mad setting up stations at the moment.
Yeah, they are. Incredible.
A craze. Again, it looks like our government feeling inside and outside, and it's been talked about a little bit lately. I'm just wondering, could it happen? It kind of, that worries me a little bit. It excites me. I hope they will do something. But opinion, like generally around, is that maybe there's massive pressure on the government to do something about it at the moment. Mm. And if all these radio stations set up at the rate they're setting up, well, like, there's going to be definitely problems. I can see it coming a mile away.
Yeah.
Like, there's only a certain amount of them, I think, like, that a blind eye can be closed to it. But at the rate they're setting up at the moment, yes, there's going to sort of happen. There's something going to have to be done.
Mm.
So, public opinion has it at the moment that the government just might. Before September, October, which is the end of their term, just might bring in legislation.
Mm.
In other words, it might be legislation to close the whole lot of us down and say, yes, we'll wait and see, or legislation at least to get ready for a format whereby they would give it over to an authority, so at least when...